producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Christmas on the radio. Hello, Doug Steffen at 7 past the hour. That's my traditional open and greeting to everybody who listens to the Good Day program. It's on every weekday. Excuse me, I'm now in I came to Florida a couple of days ago after traveling around the country for a week, and I thought I'd escape because fall, the end of fall, brings an end to my allergies with a lot of ragweed and things on my farm. The beginning of the spring through sometimes the mid to late spring with all the things coming out, I get really a lot of allergies, and the result is that my throat sort of plugs up. It's not too handy when you do radio for a living. And then in the fall, the same thing happens. And it's sort of had stopped a couple of weeks ago, but now I'm down in Florida and a lot of things are blooming and budding, and it's quite beautiful here, quite warm, quite pleasant. So I'm getting you back in. Apologize for a little bit of that, but not apologizing for being here on Christmas. This is a wonderful time for us just to share some thoughts. There's a wonderful, and I'm going to sort of focus on this. We have some music at the 23 past the hour, every hour, and one of the things that we'll focus on is the Jive Aces, All About That Bing, which is prominently featured at DougSteffen.com. News from La La Land. Governor Brown has pardoned 91 people. It happens traditionally between Christmas and New Year's in California, as it does in most other states, and as it does, I think the president always pardons somebody or a group of people for various reasons. And so Robert Downey Jr. is the one that's most notable here. He was pardoned for his drug conviction in 1996 that sent him to prison. Governor Brown said that the felony drug possession that Downey got in Los Angeles County, he was, you may remember, arrested with cocaine and heroin, had a gun in his vehicle, sent to prison for nearly a year after he violated his probation. He was a mess. But isn't it neat how he's cleaned up his life? He now has demonstrated, the governor said, exemplary behavior. And so on the website, he put the list of those who he pardoned. And the reason that Downey was pardoned was because he's cleaned up his act. And he has. I think you can see that. I have very little use for people who abuse drugs. Just have not been very tolerant. My mother abused a lot of stuff. Frankly, I don't mind telling that story. She passed away when she was 50. Unfortunately, she had a sad life of abusing tobacco and alcohol. And so I've not had much patience or tolerance for people who have. And I know it's very judgmental, and I should probably ask for forgiveness, but I still feel strongly about people who seem to be able to control, or ought to be able to control, their own desires. And so when somebody like Downey, who is so visible, got to be just such a horrible example of what happens to people when they make those choices and violate their own, you know, I mean, think about what it does to your life. And so when you see him now, he's become a superb actor. I thought the best, I don't like these action flicks necessarily, but the story he did with Robert Duvall, his father, Downey played the lawyer, his father was a judge, got into trouble, and he represented his father. He'd been disenfranchised, the two of them, from each other, but it was really quite a good movie. It came out a couple of years ago, and that showed his strength, his acting ability. And so for that reason, it's nice that these sorts of things happen on Christmas and New Year's. Think about this in your own life, and I think this is the example, or this is the idea. Who in your life has offended you, who has wronged you, who has done nasty things to you? Maybe you have lost a friend, or maybe you lost a relationship, and that person will not probably come back into your life. It still doesn't mean you can't forgive that person. for whatever it was that he or she did. I think that's part of the message of Christmas as well, to forgive and move on. Yesterday is gone. You can't do anything about it. Perhaps that person can come back into your life in some way, shape, or form. Hopefully it'll be a good relationship. Sometimes renewed relationships really are wonderful because we've all grown some and we've learned from our mistakes. And so you bring yourself into a new venue. But you only have today. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Yesterday you can't do anything about. So forgive and move on. That's it. Trust, forgive, and communicate. Those are three very important words that I hope are a very important part of what you're learning or teaching to maybe members of your family. It's a great lesson for children. I mean, how many times do you see your children get into fusses and fights? How many families, how many people do you know that are in families that don't talk to each other? And they have whatever, brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, children, they get alienated for some reason. Most of the time it's pretty foolish. And then they don't talk to each other anymore. That's not a smart way to live, I don't think. I think it's tough on you and tough on them. So, again, forgiveness, an important message for Christmas. The Frommer folks who are responsible for the Frommer Travel Guide, Pauline Frommer works with her dad, and this is probably the most famous, I think, in our country, most famous travel entity that there is. So we're going to talk to Pauline about some of the things that have gone on in travel this last week or so and what to look forward to. Is there going to be something that will change big in the new year? Pauline Frommer next year on Christmas Good Day.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, lady.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, lady.
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quality floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious and all twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org. What does it mean to be obsessed with sound and creativity? For New York City-based premium audio company, Master and Dynamic, it means building beautifully crafted, technically sophisticated sound tools for creative minds. With a collection of headphones tuned to provide a rich, warm sound that perfectly captures the exceptional detail of well-recorded music, Master and Dynamic sees its headphones as modern thinking caps, tools to help focus and transport your mind. For more on Master and Dynamic, visit MasterDynamic.com.
16 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Merry Christmas, happy solstice, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. All these things are celebrated at this time of year, and it's appropriate for us to acknowledge all those who are celebrating whatever it is that they are celebrating. Next week at this time, we'll be unified, and we'll be celebrating the new year. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommer.com. This is a booklet, not a booklet, but this is a guide, and has been used by millions of people around the world to find
destinations. Actually, it's 80 guides.
80 guides. Wow.
Yeah, we've
I didn't know there were 80.
Series to all kinds of destinations all over the world.
Well, let's talk about what people
are... Merry Christmas to you, Doug.
Thank you very much. Happy to have you here. Thank you for being here. Same to you, your family, all those who are celebrating whatever it is there is. And there's so much to be celebrated,
yeah,
including our ability to travel. We are so spoiled, Pauline. There have been some snafus the last couple of days because of the weather.
Yeah.
And airlines have had trouble because so many people are flying. What do you advise to people who have to sit around for a while, or sometimes they're inconvenienced, instead of being angry? What do you advise other than anger?
Oh, boy, it's hard not to be angry when, well, or maybe anxious is a better word, I think, because people get very nervous at this time of year, and rightly so, because the airlines are often overbooked, or at least they're fully booked, and so if your plane is delayed or canceled, you might be in trouble. You may not get where you're going in time for the holidays. So I think getting the information is key, and there are apps that will actually follow where your plane is in the sky. You may know more with these apps than the person at the counter in front of you. So having that information can help. And having patience and bringing snacks. You don't want to be stuck just eating overpriced airport food if you can.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, but it's tolerance. It's those of us who travel more kind of get used to it. You take it in stride. I had a choice of going, and I don't know why I made this choice. I could have flown from Miami to Los Angeles direct, but it was more convenient for me to fly out of Palm Beach, and I got to go through Dallas and sit there for a couple of hours waiting for the connection to Los Angeles. And so I have things that I bring with me that I'm used to. Oftentimes what I do, frankly, though, I don't sit and read stuff. I walk around the airport. I find it fascinating. I just take my bags and I wander from gate to gate, and I think to myself, maybe I'm silly, I dream about where these people are. I look at, okay, so this flight is headed to New York, or that flight is headed to Washington, or a flight to Seattle or Hong Kong or whatever it is. I find it, I just dream.
And that's great. Where in the world are you going to see such a confluence of so many different cultures and nationalities? You're right. It is fascinating, and that's the upside to it that people forget. I mean, we live in a generation that can literally hop from one side of the globe to another in 24 hours. People in the century before the last century would have thought that was a miracle, and it is a miracle. It's a wonderful thing, even with the hassle.
Spend 60 seconds talking about the Frommer Travel Guidebooks that you have and how people get at them.
They started 57 years ago. We cover every corner of the globe. They're available in e-books and print books. I would say they make great stocking stuffers, but it's a little too late for that. I write Frommer's Easy Guide to New York City, which has been the bestseller to New York City for the last 3 years. But we have writers all over the globe, journalists writing our books, and we're proud to put good journalists to work.
Well, I think that there are so many different things. Most people, I find it troubling, even in the world that I travel in, so many people don't have passports. They don't go outside of our country.
I think
only 30% of our people who live in our country have passports. I don't understand the rest of the world, and I'm not saying this to be critical. I'm just encouraging people, if you're going to make a New Year's resolution, maybe you ought to resolve to travel a little bit more and see as much of the world as you can, even though you may think, oh, this is trouble. troubling because the world is in a mess, but nah, a lot of beautiful places to go see. Pauline, thank you for being here. Pauline Frommer on Christmas Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's now 23 past the hour. Merry Christmas from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've compiled a list of the top 10 songs of all time. Top 10 Christmas songs, according to three or four different polls that I have access to, including the information that we get from our own Kenny Kessler's soundsofchristmas.com website. But there are four or five credible sources that go through the music. There's some new music every year. But I find it interesting that always the traditional songs, and most of them are secular, not spiritual, are the ones that end up on the top of the heap. So, at number 10 this year, the song, this happens to be the version by the Carpenters, I'll Be Home for Christmas. That's number 10 on our list.
Number 9.
The number 9 song, how many different versions of Winter Wonderland? Can you name or remember? Somehow or other, Orson Welles was involved in the creation of this song, and I'm not sure. I remember that story from last year, but I don't remember why. And I don't have time here in this venue because I want to get through to the number one song. All the top 10 tunes of all time at Christmas. Here's
number 8.
It's the most wonderful time.
And probably the most popular version of It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, number 8, sung by Andy Williams from an album that was released in 1963, this particular version. The most wonderful time. This song, celebration, description of activities for the Christmas season. A lot of people have taken different bits and pieces of their own experience and put it together. Andy Williams said in an interview that this recording came from the second Christmas show they did. Every Christmas, other people started singing it. After I started singing it, it became a huge hit. So over the past 30 years, people have always wanted to hear this. And so it's number 8, the most wonderful time of the year.
Number 7.
Number 7 is a
Well,
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Gene Autry's version, there are plenty of them around. Burl Ives, the song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Crank this up, Michael, for a bit, will you?
You would even say it glows.
I've always appreciated Rudolph. Makes me feel like a kid, doesn't it? Makes you feel like a kid. Okay, that's number seven, Rudolph. The list of all-time favorite Christmas tunes. Here's number six. You got it already, right? A different version of it. Michael, who is that?
Like
it's Bobby Helms, right. All right. So that's number five. Number five is...
walking around Christmas tree.
Sorry. You can't escape. You're listening to all these Christmas radio stations, and rightfully so. This is the best version by Miss Dynamite, they call her. The fact that Brenda Lee recorded this when she was like 13 or something. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, number five, most popular song of all time at Christmas.
Number four.
Number four.
Chestnuts roasting
song
in open fire.
Made popular by Nat King Cole. Many other people have recorded it, but this
Jack
is the
nipping,
gold version.
Know.
Number four of the Christmas song.
Number
also
three.
Referred to as chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Number three.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
How many different versions of this have you heard? This one recorded in 1951 by Bing Crosby, written by Meredith Wilson.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Number three on the popularity list. The number two most popular song, instrumental version. Dozens and dozens and dozens of versions. These happen to be the Ventures with Sleigh Ride, a light orchestral piece composed by Leroy Anderson. He has a great version of it. Andre Castellanos has a great version. Every instrumentalist has. And there are good vocal versions of it, too. But this is an unusual one that's been kind of popular over the years. The Ventures from their Christmas album and Sleigh Ride, number two most popular song of all time at Christmas.
Number one. Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
This is the most popular song
at
Christmas ever recorded and requested.
Since we've no
that was the Andy Williams version of Let It Snow.
Let it snow, let it snow.
Number one
let it
song
snow
at Christmas time. Merry Christmas from Good Day. 29 past the hour on our Christmas program.
And I brought some corn for popping.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 to check out. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant, Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF-42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF-53 and P231 standards. Pro-Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Get it on, get it gone. Doug Steffen's Good Day program at 33 past the hour. Wishing you and yours a very happy and Merry Christmas. We got flowers all around the house. You got presents all around the house. You got people visiting. And all of your friends, the dogs. What are the dogs? Do you put a bow on your dog? And do you decorate your animals at Christmas? A lot of people do. It's kind of fun to put a bow around the dog. Well, anyway, this is my first Christmas without Charlotte for 14 years. And I just actually was thinking about that. For those who have followed me, you know Charlotte was my English bulldog who passed last April. And so, yeah, you move on. It's like somebody, your wife or your husband or your whoever you lost. This is a good time of year, although sometimes it's, you can hear in my voice, is sadness. It's a sad thing, but it's also a good time to be reflecting on the values that the people who are no longer around you, or in this case, my dog, what tremendous value she had in my life and the people whose lives she touched. Very unusual animal in oh so many ways. But she had, because the last year of her life she was blind, she got run over and lost her eyes, literally, and she still kept going like a trooper. It was the same old Charlotte. She was what a tough cookie, but wonderful lessons you learned. How many, think about the lessons you learned from your animals, or the lessons we learn from our children, the lessons we learn from our friends and family. It's a good, I tell you, this is a great time for you to be reflective. Give yourself a moment, or two or three or four, during the course of the day, where you can just be by yourself and think about all the things. Last night when I went to bed, I thought about the 10 things
for which I was most thankful. Sometimes it's hard to do it because your mind will stop on one thing. Instead of my advice to you is if you're going to do that, that you just go right through the list. Go through the top 10 things that are in your life that you're most thankful for, and don't stop on any one of them because then you get distracted and you start the list over again. I did that a couple of times last night as I was going through the things that I was most thankful for, family and friends and my ability. For example, I'm very thankful that I have the ability to technically do a radio program like this on Christmas Day. It's amazing. The technology today, you would be amazed. If you were watching where I was, I happen to be sitting in the kitchen of my dear Meredith's home in Florida, and I have all my tools with me, computers and gadgets that connect me to our studio in Washington. And it's one of those marvelous miracles that I'm so thankful for, so that I can do this program from any place literally in the world. And then there's the other, what you have for work. Are you thankful for your work? Think about what it is that you do and if it really fulfills you. If it doesn't, maybe you ought to make a New Year's resolution to find a new job or a new source of income. But again, you have your own list. I'm giving you a few examples of the things that I'm thankful for. But think about the things that you're thankful for. Who's having a big meal today? If you're Italian, I was going through a list of all of the things that people prepare. I have lots of friends who are Italian. As a matter of fact, we had a fellow on this program for a number of years called Chef Louis, who's Louis DeAngelis, a great guy. And he would bring us into focus with food. And I remember because he was Italian, he left this the imprint on my mind of the Feast of the Seven Fishes, which is something that originated in southern Italy. It's called the Vigil there. A lot of people who are Italians, or Italians, Italian-Americans, I don't much like hyphenated, you're an American, you're an American, you're American. But if you're an American of Italian descent, maybe you celebrated last night with a seafood dinner that is calamari and cod, and there is a custom with Italian seafood especially. You make a big fish stew out of it, lobster, clams, prawns, mussels, scallops, bass. Put in it. And I'll tell you something. I had one of this. This is sort of like a big stew. It was one of the most rewarding and delightful foods that I ever experienced in my life. So that's something that the Italians hopefully are enjoying. I looked at a number of the traditions, the German Christmas dinner. Christmas Eve for Germans, German-Americans, is not necessarily as big a deal as with some cultures. But I noticed my father was German, and he used to talk, even though he was an orphan, he remembered his aunts fixing roast goose and pig and duck, also very common, potatoes, cabbage, fruitcake. It wasn't called fruitcake. It was called, my father called it Stollen, S-T-O-L-L-E-N. How many people remember that? If you're of German descent, you will remember Stollen. I don't mean Stollen, no, it's Stollen. No. Anyway, a couple of the Irish, traditional Irish dinner is poultry, ham, potatoes, pudding mainstays as well. There's a restaurant down here in Lake Buena Vista near Disneyland called the Raglan Road Irish Pub and Restaurant. And every year they get a lot of attention for their Christmas dinner. We stopped the other night at a place to get, there's an Italian place here in Palm Beach County. And they were wonderful. We had a quick bowl of soup and a salad. But one of the things Meredith wanted to do was get some food for Christmas Day, and they're going to be open. I don't know if too many restaurants that are open. They're opening at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and you can imagine the lines. Well, what happens traditionally on Christmas to people who are not Christians or who are not celebrating Christmas? I remember in the years that I had been associated with Jewish families, the usual, and it almost becomes trite. But it is true that most Jewish families, or many of them, like to go to Chinese restaurants. This is the biggest day. Anybody who owns a Chinese restaurant will tell you that this is their busiest day of the year. Because people who aren't celebrating Christmas, most of the other restaurants that are closed for Christmas. The Chinese restaurants are closed, so they do a land office business. So if you're going to have Chinese food today, that's cool. There are a number of scams. There are thieves stealing gift cards, and I want to warn you about some of these scams. So I'll have that information for you. The old forewarned is forearmed. So that's coming up in a moment or two. 41 after the hour on Christmas Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Get to Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday, with amazing early bird specials till 1 p.m., like 60 to 70% off, plus an extra 10% off sweaters and sleeves. Take 60 to 70% off outerwear and sleepwear. Save up to 70% on holiday trim. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off at Kohl's After Christmas Sale, starting 7 a.m. Saturday. Flex style, some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Economic growth, where does it come from? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, President and CEO of the National Center for Policy Analysis. Does economic growth come from top-down, government-driven policies aimed at providing largesse, or does it come from the public policies that enabled individual investment and innovation? Americans face a dilemma. Do we believe in the entrepreneurial spirit or an entity that determines the direction of our constitutional republic? Thomas Jefferson stated that our inalienable rights emanate from the Creator, not man, and they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in trouble when man begins to believe we do not have a right to pursue happiness, but instead government possesses the obligation to guarantee us happiness. When that occurs, the indomitable entrepreneurial spirit that defines America is defeated. It's your country. And I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
I'm Doug Steffen, and this is a Good Day program at 44 past the hour. Christmas, I have been here by myself today with you. I'm not by myself in that I have Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington, and I have Meredith's company and Millie's company, and thousands and thousands of people listening around the country and around the world at DougSteffen.com or at TuneIn Radio. How much what? What'd you say? Millions of people listening. Every year, somebody sends me some letters to Santa that are written by children who are from families that are listening to this program. And so I try to write, if I can read, the biggest challenge is, especially with my glasses not being as powerful as they might be, some of these I should maybe get Meredith to read, except she doesn't want to be a radio star. I'm not sure I'm going to be able. There's one of these. Let me just read one of them. Dear Santa Claus, if you could get me just one thing, I would. Can you read this? Let me see if you can read that for me. Yeah, this would be your radio, one and only radio appearance. See it? That one? Right. Can you read this one here? Try this one. This is one of the three. The print, the writing is so small. I know. They put them all together. Yeah, maybe you can read that one. What do you think? Huh? You got one of them you can read? All right. Where is it? No. Yes, no? You can't read that either? I can't read them by myself. Try one.
Dear Santa, my name is Elijah Jr. I'm 4 years old, and I have been very good. Can you please bring me some toys? Thank you.
That was it? I thought there were a couple of those. But you can't. All right, try that.
Dear Santa, my family is not perfect. My mom needs money to pay bills. She believes in what we have. I believe in what's in my heart. Our furniture doesn't match. I don't work a little. She prays for me. My mom is sad. Please help.
Some of these, yeah, I know. Some of them. You want to try one more? Try one more. This is Meredith's one and only radio appearance. She doesn't like being a radio star.
Dear Santa, my name is Gladys. I'm 19 years old, and I have a little baby angel. He's 3 years old. We have a wish for Christmas. We wish some clothes and shoes. I don't have a good job. I only work 2 days per week. If you see I don't buy presents for Christmas, he wants a lot of toys and things. I want everything for him because I love him. I love my little baby, and I want to make his wish come true. I hope you make our wish come true. Thank you.
So we get these letters, and sometimes I'm having a hard time. I can't read them either. I probably shouldn't have gone there, but I think they're so sweet, some of them. That was a 19-year-old mother who's got a 3-year-old child. Imagine being in that circumstance. All right, what else have you got?
Hello, Santa. It is me, Danny. I have been good at home and school. I am now 6 years old. I want some toys or clothes or shoes. If you have some for Lisa, she's 13 years old. P.S. I will leave a big sandwich for you.
That's cute. All right. There's Meredith's debut. You want more? You got one more you can read? Right. There, that's it. It's so hard to read some of these things. We get them, and people say, well, why do you read them in the first place? Why don't you get them? I can't help what people send. Anyway, all right. So that was a good job, Meredith. Thank you. Everybody contributes to the effort here. All right. So one of the other things that I wanted you to be aware of, thank you, by the way, those of you who send those letters along to me. I don't solicit them. Sometimes organizations send them along to me. But there's always a thought, and reading them is difficult sometimes because there's emotion attached to them, but sometimes you just can't read what people are writing. And so I tried to make the best, or Meredith tried to make the best of what we could actually see here. The spirit of the season is one of kindness and giving and love and sharing, but there are those people who are out to make your Christmas miserable. This is the time when most of us focus less on our jobs and more on our family and our friends and gift giving, that sort of thing. We are celebrating, but at the same time we're celebrating, there are the scammers out there, identity thieves, and because this is a time of year when there are lots of identity-related crimes, I'm going to pass along a couple of scams that you can check out at scamaside.com, which is Steve Wiseman. He's one of the contributors to this program. Got a terrific website, scamaside.com. Go there, check out some of the scams, the gift card scam. And by the way, anybody can do this. A lot of folks have done this. Thieves record the numbers on gift cards, then call the customer service departments identified on the back of the card to see if they've been activated. This is sort of like tax-related fraud. The scam succeeds or fails depending on how fast a transaction occurs. As with the speedy filing of your tax return, this scam can be avoided by using gift cards as soon as possible. So when you get a gift card today, go use it tomorrow. That's basically the bottom line. There are a lot of charities that are around. Check Scam Aside or Charity Navigator. Or you can call the Attorney General office in your state because they normally have a list of all of these. Don't give to anybody or anything that you don't recognize. I'd say stay away from the big charities because I don't think that they do justice to the people who give to them. But if you don't recognize the name of the charity, then don't give to it. There are a lot of phishing emails that are sent around at this time of year. Hotel scams, menus are sent to things you get in the mail from non-existent eateries. You call and order food and give them a credit card. I'm not kidding. People will send these out in the mail, and you'll get it. Okay, let's get food from there. Don't do it unless you know the restaurant. 51 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now back home they're gathered round the tree, staying warm by firelight. But as I look around, the sun's beating down, and there ain't a cloud in sight. And I thought, Lord, let it snow somewhere else. We can still sing Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. A week from today, this program will be live again. I imagine I'll have more participants. Everybody's spending time with their family today, but you have their best wishes. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny all wish you, along with me, the best for the new year. Had some great Christmas music this year, but the traditionalists, and I guess I'd be one of them, like to go back to some of the things that have been important for years and years and years. And as a result of that, in a moment, we're going to sort of, we have a condensed version of It's a Wonderful Life, sort of all put together in a couple of minutes. So as this is a movie moments, we'll give you that in just a matter of moments as another Christmas present from Good Day.
Who doesn't love getting and giving little gifts this time of year? Parenting and lifestyle expert Raina Seitel shares her favorites.
I think books are a great stocking stuffer idea. Check out these picks from Amazon Books editorial team. They're dedicated to helping customers discover the best, and I can't wait to read this one in particular with my son. It's called What Pet Should I Get? It's a never-before-seen picture book by Dr. Seuss, so it doesn't get any better than that. And the hot new trend is coloring books for adults. Game of Thrones and Lost Ocean are both big hits.
How about a small gift that's useful instead of fun?
Hum is a great new service from Verizon. It's a device that plugs into your car. It predicts car issues, like indicating what the check engine light means. It sends maintenance reminders to prevent breakdowns. And if there's ever an emergency, a push of a button connects you to a mechanic's hotline for live assistance, including sending help. You can get Hum at all Verizon wireless stores, and it works with any provider.
Go to videopump.tv.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right, they're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 or more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
This is the opening music from It's a Wonderful Life, which was released. It was produced as World War II was coming to a close. So with so much to celebrate in 1946, Christmas 1946, this movie really highlighted the euphoria that was basically taking over our country. So we put together the whole movie, the original version, because there have been a couple of versions since then, nowhere near as good as the original. Here is the sort of boiled down version of It's a Wonderful Life.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down.
What is that, Geddes? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community.
They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here, he's your man.
But George, they'll vote with Potter otherwise.
George, I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all easy.
Doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider.
You're worth more dead than alive.
I wish I'd never been born.
Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many other lives. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he? Your brother, Harry Bailey, broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Mr. Dollar Tables, you need cash. Stop. My office instructed to advance you up to $25,000. Stop. Oh, hee-haw and Merry Christmas, Sam Wainwright. A toast.
To my big brother, George, the richest man in town.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
So there it is, the summation. It's, enjoy the movie for 2 hours, not 2 minutes, but there it is, pieced together for you from Good Day. Merry Christmas. I'm Doug.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.